This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're coming to you live and direct today from a Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce event that is just letting out. Started at 7:30 this morning with legislative leaders here. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, who will join us on the program today in this first hour. Senator Jim Roars, who will join us this hour on the program today. And also on the panel, Judy Lee, as well as Kathy Hogan. Judy Lee, of course, the senator from West Fargo, who chairs the Human Services Committee, and Kathy Hogan, who was a longtime director of social services in Cass County, and now a member of the state legislature in the House. And I think she's on the, I forget which committee she's on, but anyway, all here today, kind of running through the legislative session, doing a little bit of a recap, and as we've been telling you, we promised you this week we would be doing a little bit of a recap of Governor Burgum on later this week, and others as well on different issues. But we're going to do kind of an overview of all the issues today as well. So should be good fun. And I welcome any questions you might have, any specific questions on legislation, or any particular question you have for Al Carlson or Jim Roars. Get it in for us today. How are you, sir? Now I got to turn your microphone up. One of the attendees at the event today said, "Hey, it's a beautiful night.
It's a gorgeous night.
But we've got an important bit of business to do.
Yes, we do.
In District 46, and where else?
All the districts in Cass County. We're all getting together, URC, tonight at the Prax Institute, right over there by the hospital on Amber Valley. We're going to get together about 6 o'clock, and then we're going to have a program. Al will be recapping the session." And then we'll break into our individual districts where we're going to reorganize the Republican districts. Every 4 years we get together and we pick our new district chairs, our secretaries, treasurers, precinct captains, that type of thing. So
why is that important?
Well, we got to get our people involved. Politics starts at the grassroots. You don't know, this precinct captain this year might be the new legislator in 4 years, 6 years, and after that could be the next guy running for the U.S. House or the governor's office.
So sort of the real work within the parties to say who's the chairs, who's the vice chairs, who's part of the epicenter here, and ultimately
exactly.
The fun stuff when you have conventions and
when you got to decide, you have to have the groundwork to decide who goes to the convention to select the next governor, state auditor, tax commissioner. You have to start with the basic building blocks, the grassroots, and that's what we would like to invite everybody that's interested in Republican politics to come out tonight and check it out.
And it will be a nice night.
It will be.
So you'll be competing with maybe mowing the lawn for the first time this year. But have you mowed your lawn for the first time?
I haven't. I was just going to go out and do it, and then we're getting after that hailstorm last summer, we're getting our house reshingled, so the shingler's got a mess on the grass, so that's my perfect excuse to skip mowing the lawn until maybe Saturday.
Well, exactly right. And but if you are a Republican in Cass County, tonight's the night to participate in who represents you in your district.
In your district. And if you're not sure what district, we're going to have maps. So you come in and you tell them that you live in, South Fargo, North Fargo, West Fargo, Eagle Run. We'll get you in the right district and introduce you to the folks in your district. And it'll be a short program. With it being nice, I can't imagine it's going to go too late. So we'll get everybody out of there by about 8 o'clock.
All right, and you'll get the real live version of Al Carlson.
You will, live and in person.
The House Majority Leader.
Thank you, Scott.
Todd and Darcy Fuchs have Payroll Express, which, by the way, is a wonderful business.
Thank you.
Payroll processing.
Yes.
And longtime, loyal, good conservatives in our fine state. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You bet. And, you know, that's what the grassroots participation is all about. What Todd is talking about there tonight is going to be happening there. And that's happening, you know, all across the state. Every district does it. I think it's a good way to do it in Cass County, where you come all together, because most people, honestly, that are not actively involved in the political process don't know what district they're in. You know, maybe find out when it comes time for elections, and, you know, what legislators am I voting for or whatever. But Republican, Democrat, every county in the state, that's important. That's important stuff. And I put Todd on because he was here. But if you have an event coming up in your county, wherever you live, and, again, whatever party you're from, call us. Let us know. We're happy to get the word out, because I think it's easy to sit back and maybe grab the paper, hear the talk show. You know, Todd and I are going back and forth on a particular issue, makes you mad, and you get mad at that time. But how you fix it is getting involved and really rolling up the sleeves and saying, I'll do what I need to do to be part of this. So that's the real grassroots of political activism. That's how it happens. So encourage you to do that, whatever political flavor you happen to be. Anyway, so got that in. Todd was cruising by. Not Todd Mitchell, the other Todd. Todd Mitchell's never cruising by. He's just always here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In our orbit. Keeping me on track.
Our orbit?
Right there.
Hey, come on,
orbit.
I'm a smaller guy. I don't have as much of my own orbit anymore as I used to.
I have a little bit of an announcement to make this morning.
Uh-oh. I'm sitting down.
You are sitting down? Okay, good. Manny, how about you? Sitting down, standing up? What's your story? Previously occupied.
Yep, previously occupied.
You've got stuff to do, right?
But now you have his full attention, so...
Don't ask him any questions. He's a busy guy. So, I just want to get this out of the way so I don't have to, you know, brag any further. But and she probably wouldn't be happy if I said this. But our daughter, who's a senior this year, about to graduate in a few weeks here, has said since she was probably, I don't know, sixth grade, seventh grade, that she was going to go to college somewhere else, not in North Dakota. In other words, my time to fly, Mom and Dad, right? And so she was very purposeful about applying for different schools. And, you know, she had her sights set on, well, like Stanford on the West Coast or an Ivy League school on the East Coast and some of those things, and was accepted at some fine schools. But the Ivy League school that accepted her was Yale. And interestingly enough, when she was a little girl, Yale won the national championship in hockey. Do you remember that? It was kind of a, what the heck, Yale? I mean, it's Yale's just not necessarily a NCAA college hockey power, but they won, you know, the NCAA hockey championship. Big hockey family, we'd love it. And, you know, that sparked kind of an interest and infatuation. And Yale, good school. And look, they have hockey players who are really, really smart, too. Isn't that cool? And so she applied to Yale. And she got accepted at Yale. And last night, just a few hours before the deadline, she accepted the offer to go to school at Yale. And what's funny about this, we were out there last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were out there for something they call Bulldog Days, and where all the incoming freshmen come in, and many of them are accepted at other schools and then have to decide, you want to come here or you want to go somewhere else? So she had to literally decide. And after being there for a few days, we kind of all looked at each other and said, there's a lot of people here that are very different than we are. I'm sure that wouldn't surprise you, Todd, but, you know, if you and I strolled the campus of Yale, you know, we'd feel like aliens. I'm sorry, we just would. It's you know.
Well, both, see, I wouldn't be strolling that campus in the first place, but that's just me. But anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, here I am. You know,
let's still keep an open mind, might be able to learn from each other, blah, 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 all that stuff.
But it was just very evident that the culture, if you will, the value set was a little bit different.
Right.
Obviously a very good education. I mean, there's some master classes you could attend. I went to one on critical thinking taught by an admiral in the Air Force. That was just phenomenal, right? I mean, just phenomenal. Like, this is incredible. This is really incredible. Anyway, she came back not being a slam dunk that she was going to go. And one of the schools on her list was the University of Mary. And while it's not out of the state, it's out of, you know, where she lives in Fargo, and still a very good school. She's been to Rome with the folks in the University of Mary and done that seniors-to-be trip they do every year, and really believes strongly in the leadership of Monsignor Shane, Rome Richter, and the whole team there, and just what's happening at the University of Mary. And so she really went into a mode of just trying to discern where she should go. And she ultimately decided that the school she would go to would be Yale, but it was a tough decision, and it was the kind of thing where, you know, you maybe, possibly, you'd regret it if you didn't take advantage of it, and so let's give it a shot, and there's always the good University of Mary. I was proud of the fact that it was literally Yale or UMary. I think that's pretty cool.
Extremely.
That's your A or B.
You know, they may not be like you out there, but here's another point to ponder. Most of the Philadelphia Eagles are not necessarily like Carson Wentz, but maybe one will have an effect on the other.
Now, that's a very good point, Todd. See, and I think that's part of, you know, what mom and dad think, more so than Hannah. I don't think she goes like,
but now we need to start a GoFundMe account so you can afford this whole thing.
When I knew it was the right decision was when I heard a story I'm going to tell you about when we come back. It's fabulous. Then we'll get to your calls, too, on What's On Your Mind and the Legislative Recap. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Back at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, just wrapping up a Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber event. These are always wonderful events. The Eggs and Issues, they're called. And of course, all the events, Fargo West Fargo Moorhead Chamber puts on are really good. They really just do a fabulous job. I mean, they do Voices of Vision, where they bring in a big time name, and they do events on about everything you can imagine, and do a really good job. So anyway, let's just wrap it up in Moorhead today with legislative leaders. We're going to talk with the two of them on the program. It'll join us. That'll be Al Carlson in just a little bit, and Senator Jim Rorys as well. Tomorrow, Senator Rich Wardner of Dickinson, who's the Senate Majority Leader, and also Senator John Hoeven will join us in our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. We're going to talk with Senator Hoeven about his vantage point of that particular issue and also the latest news on securing some funds potentially for reimbursement by the federal government. Thursday, Governor Burgum to recap the legislative session as well. We're also going to talk on Thursday to Jim Tyler, a World War II P-38 Lightning pilot who'll be in town, actually coming to town for the fundraiser at the Fargo Air Museum. 93 years old. I love talking to World War II vets. We'll do that Thursday on the program. Friday, Congressman Kramer's weekly talk radio town hall is again on Friday of this week. So as you can hear, we got a busy week and a lot going on What's on Your Mind. So calls, questions, comments, as always, welcome. 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Besides Al Carlson and Jim Rorys to recap the legislative session, Troy Coons is going to join us before the end of the program today as well. We'll talk ag, Troy of CNC Farms, and looking forward to that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, and you know the good folks at Polar Service Center are looking for good people. And I'll bet you know some good people. And if you know some good people who are technicians, who are welders, who have tanker trailer experience, how would they like to make $32 an hour, have an incredible benefits package, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, life insurance, all paid, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, up to $32 an hour, they'll train you, Polar Service Center. Here's the number. Give this to your loved ones. You want a loved one that's in this line of work. You want them back in North Dakota? Give them this telephone number, okay? Gary Meyer at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. All right, so that just to finish my story. And Todd, this is something you can use the buzzer on. If I, at any time in the future, seem to be bragging about my precious Hannah, for that matter, Alex, Hannah, Haley, any of them, just as a parent, you tend to do it. And when you have a talk show, you talk about your kids once in a while. And, we're all proud of our kids. I don't want this show to be about my kids. But, this one is kind of fun. You can hit the buzzer, okay? The buzzer. Yeah, exactly right. So Todd'll make sure I'm not doing it. But here's the cherry on top of this story. So I'm telling you, she's going back and forth after a few days out there early last week. Do I do this? Do I not do this? Well, whatever. Kind of toying back and forth. Did not make the decision until last night. Late yesterday afternoon, I guess. About which time, I don't know who, but somebody sent me a story about the graduate student teachers at Yale. Have you heard this story? The graduate student teachers have been petitioning the president of Yale to be union. They want to be part of the teachers' union at Yale. But they're students who happen to also teach, graduate students, okay? So the president said, no, teachers are in the union, not grad student teachers, okay? In fact, when we were out there, there was an address planned by the president to the incoming, freshmen that had been accepted. And there was like this line of protest, wouldn't let them in. They couldn't go in. So they had to move the venue and everything else. So over the weekend, these graduate students decided, the whole blockade didn't work. So we're going to do a hunger strike. Did you guys hear this? I'm not making this up. So they're not allowed to join a union at Yale. And so they decide to have a hunger strike. I kid you not. And they set up a tent. And they have this big hunger strike in this middle of this plaza in the middle of Yale. You can't make it up. So guess what the college Republicans at Yale did? I got to put this story on my Facebook page because you can't make it up. The college Republicans at Yale said, these people are protesting. They think they need a hunger strike. Tell you what, we're going to do a free barbecue right next to their tent.
Stellar.
They went right in the same little courtyard and set up barbecue grills and did a free barbecue. Can you think of a better, you know, a little fun way to get back at these pouting, you know, want to be in the union? Now, I've never been part of a hunger strike. But the other funny thing in this story was they were interviewing these students who were doing the hunger strike. And they said, well, they only eat when they're hungry. Does that sound like a hunger strike to you? You follow me? They only eat when they're hungry. In other words, they're not eating. They just eat when they're hungry. Only. Poor things. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's what I do.
We're not going to protest.
Oh, the snowflake society has really overtaken America, ladies and gentlemen. We're on a hunger strike. We only eat when we're hungry. That's the only time I eat, too. So I guess I'm on a hunger strike.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to work in the first place? Why is that suddenly, like, big, you know, thinking there?
And they have these doctors that, you know, come in and give them welfare checks and whatnot to make sure they're eating enough and drinking enough. And oh my gosh.
This is Yale we're talking about here?
It is. But my deal is if...
we need doctors to do that, but we're good enough to make it into Yale. Okay, got it.
My point was, I'm so glad this happened because, you know, she got an opportunity to understand there's conservatives out there, which obviously she is. And they have a sense of humor. I mean, this is great. I think that's exactly what Republicans ought to do in the face of this snowflake stuff. It's fantastic. You can't make it up.
But you don't end up hearing about the barbecue much. That's not what gets the headlines. It should be, but it's not, right?
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of digging on it, but the story I saw was very good. And I thought, this is perfect. Fantastic. So anyway, kind of an exciting moment in the Hannon family this week. And, you know, it all worked out in the end. Despite the fact my friends at the University of Mary, I'd love to be visiting there more frequently than I already do, having a daughter there. But, you know, maybe that'll be Haley's choice, and who knows? Maybe Yale will stink and Hannah can come back. So just wanted to share that little bit of news with you and a humor story.
It's worth experiencing once in life, right?
Exactly right.
She'll be able to go there, and one of two things is going to happen. Either she'll end up with a Yale education, or she'll say, well, you know, I did Yale, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all hype or whatever, you know?
Exactly right. Folks, what are your questions about the legislative session? What do you want to know? Now is your chance to ask. Al Carlson, when we come back, Jim Rohr's next hour. We're talking a legislative recap for North Dakotans on the legislative session. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Your calls. And Al Carlson, let me come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I didn't finish telling you about PetroServe USA before the break, by the way. But if you head in there right now, this very moment, you can get that Nestle 24-pack of water for $3.99. That is a great deal. That is a great deal. Absolutely. There's also Ice Mountain Water, 1-liter bottles for 99 cents each. We're promoting hydration today. We want you to hydrate, ladies and gentlemen. Or don't forget the 4-for-4 deal. How about lunch today at PetroServe USA? Got a busy day. Quick lunch works great. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, your choice, 4 items for $4. Let's talk about the recently completed North Dakota legislative session with the House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, Scotty.
You were on the stage today with three other colleagues recapping the legislative session. What's your headline? What do you tell people is the big takeaway from the session?
Well, the biggest takeaway, obviously, is we had a lot of revenue less to work with, and we balanced the budget without raising anybody's taxes.
So that's a good thing, right?
That's an excellent thing. And we contributed about $1.3 billion to property tax relief through educational funding and other programs. Take over a county social services. So the state has stepped up. We're paying about 36%, 37% of the overall tax bill in your city now.
Now, Kathy Hogan said something today, a Democrat from Fargo, that on the property tax mechanism, the dollars would fall short. So she basically said, you know, property taxes will go up. You're telling me about a property tax decrease. What is the straight scoop there?
You know, in the long term, we're not going to be able to continue paying the 12% that we were doing. If you looked on your tax statement, it said 12% property tax payment by the state. When we had excess revenue, we did the 12%. We returned money to the taxpayers. We lowered their income and corporate income tax, and we put money back in, more money into property tax relief. But when we took over social services, that'll amount to about, and depending on which community you're in, we said that you can no longer charge 20 mils. Well, mils don't mean anything to anybody. It's a percentage of reduction of a cost that was mandated by the state to the county. That's going to go away, and every county is different. We had $275 million set aside for tax relief. That went to $131 million with the takeover of social services, and the rest of it went into balance the books for the session. So in the year 18 and 19, you're going to see less property tax relief than 12%, but you're still going to see a significant amount in education, in homestead tax credits, in taking over social services, a long list of things that we do today.
So the social services takeover, the 20 mils, Each property tax owner in the various counties should be expected that the counties are going to give them every cent of that.
You bet.
Okay.
And we also had, Scott, some of them have pretty healthy reserves, and we said if they had reserves, they had to apply it towards tax relief.
So every how much of those 20 mils then are you saying is that different percentage in every county? How much relief there'll be?
In Fargo, it'd probably be about 6% instead of the 12. We assess not as our full 20 mils, and because of that, because of the economy of size, it equates to only about 5 to 6% of your tax bill. So the people of Fargo are going to see less state contribution, not in 17 taxes paid in 18, but in 18 taxes payable in 19. They're going to see the first difference. And again, that's one of those things. When we had excess revenue, we said we'd return to the taxpayers. We didn't have the excess revenue this time. But we did take away a burden that was mandated by the state, and I think that was a good thing.
I mean, would you suggest that tax relief now come from the counties?
You know, that it's mandated to come from the counties. We took away their ability to charge those 20 mils.
I get that, but the 20 mils isn't enough to make up what was getting there, the 12%. So
yeah.
Is there additional tax relief that could come from the counties?
Well, there could be some based on if they had strong reserves or not, or that they've set aside with that mil. And in most cases, there'd be a little bit, not a lot. So nothing more will come from the county unless the county becomes more efficient and lowers their tax rate to the citizens.
Well, that deal was kind of a Band-Aid all along, wasn't it? It was sort of allowing, I mean, it was sort of saying, hey, property taxes are too high. We don't control property taxes at the state, but we're going to do this so that it gets lowered. But obviously it wasn't sustainable.
Well, it was sustainable for about 4 to 6 years, and now it's not anymore. Now, it may be in the future, but again, you have to look at property tax as a local tax. We don't assess it. We don't collect it. My disappointment for the session is we tried to do some reform. We tried to get the voters engaged. If there's over a 3% increase in the spending in dollars, they have to take it to the vote of the people to approve the budget. They didn't like that. The Senate didn't like it. The counties and cities absolutely hated it. They didn't want people voting on their budgets. And therefore, we didn't get that reform done. But if you remember, Governor Burgum, he campaigned on property tax reform. And right now, we've got less tax credits coming from the state on property tax than before, and basically no reform. And it isn't because we didn't try. I pushed as hard as I could. It was killed the last week of the session.
But it sounds like you're putting it on Governor Burgum.
I'm not putting it on him. I'm saying that was one of his platforms. He didn't have anything to do with it. But he knows and he's seen the value of property tax reform, and maybe next time part of his agenda will be a plan as to how we can accomplish that.
Got it. All right, Glenn, on his way to Fargo, has a question or comment here. I don't know why it won't let me press Glenn. So, Manny or Todd, would you fire Glenn up? Go ahead, Glenn. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I have a question for Representative Carlson. You know, and I'm an older guy, lived in in North Dakota all my life, served two terms in Nam, totally disabled veteran, and my concern is, and I know this is a topic that should have been addressed years ago. Nobody wants to address it. We have all of these colleges in North Dakota, and it costs a tremendous amount of money. Now, I know that the colleges were here and established probably 100 miles of each in proximity because of difficult travels back maybe in the 50s or 60s, something like that. That's just not the case anymore. And I have a question as to why do we need Mayville College 100 miles probably or less from Grand Forks, less than 100 miles from Fargo, Valley City State College, 100 miles from...
Okay, I got the idea. We have 11 institutes of higher learning mandated by the Constitution, right?
Yeah, they're not all in the Constitution. Dickinson or Devil's Lake, Williston, some of those are not in the Constitution. BSC, I don't think, is in there. Let me tell you, it isn't that I haven't tried over the years to change governance at the board and tried to look at reorganization. But that's economic development to every community. They're not going to go away. The point is, how do you make them more efficient for the future by doing that? And that's what we're at right now, is we have to take a look at that. Can we just go out and close one? Can't.
You've been called a vandal.
I've been called a vandal.
That,
huh?
that has attacked the campus of campuses of the higher ed because of the dollars and cents in the last budget. This caller's premise that we have too many colleges, is that one of the reasons that number had to be as high as it did? I mean, is that a reason to reform it to the tune where there are less schools?
You know, you're not going to get less schools. I mean, I think that unless the people are willing to constitutionally change it, we can't do it. So that's not going to happen. You have to, as far as the Board of Higher Ed has taken on the menu of looking at the reorganization of all the two-year tech schools. If we can become more efficient, because we're still getting the same complaints about fulfilling the needs of our workforce, we need to be better at what we do from our trade and technical education that we fund, from our career academies that we fund in various communities or that are funded locally or by us, or our 5 2-year schools. We need to do a better job of what we're doing. You know, I've always favored a 3-tier funding system, have the research institutions, the baccalaureates, and the trade and tech. And we're getting slowly working towards that way. But that's the only place you're going to find efficiency, Scott, in that whole system, is to do some reorganization there.
Appreciate the call, Glenn. And you're not the first to raise that issue. And appreciate you calling and talking about it. Dustin in Driscoll, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Al Carlson. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. First off, Al Carlson, we're tired of your lies. You say you didn't do anything about assessing property taxes. Well, that's a lie, because you took away the local assessors from the townships last session. You lied about not raising taxes. The 911 tax went up. You lied about reducing taxes for people like me when you reduced them for your out-of-state campaign donors. And you voted against police and fire unions. And really, it's time for you to go, bud.
Like the list.
Yeah, in fact, he had most all of it wrong, because I didn't support most of those items. They might have passed in my chamber.
I watched it. I watched it all go down. I was there when you voted against police unions. I was in the audience. You do not tell me that. Police and firefighters and WSI protection for rural emergency responders, you voted against it.
Absolutely. And I would do it again, because it's just not the way we could do on part-time things.
You don't support police unions. Wow, bud.
I'll treat you,
bud. 20 years in session, you're done.
Thanks. Being here from Driscoll, I'm not too concerned about you, but get your facts right.
And this is a point where, a vote, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't remember the piece of legislation. But would it mean you don't support police unions because you didn't vote, or that you thought there was a better way to do what they needed to do, I guess?
This is for having a full WSI protection for part-time firefighters. We have not opened that door in the past, because it's extremely expensive. It's a policy that doesn't want to be paid by the counties or townships because they can't afford it. And there is a point between volunteers and full-time police and fire are 100% covered. And they've always said that the volunteers should all be covered. And there's always these issues about, did I injure my back here or didn't I injure my back here on my real job or my part-time job? And if somebody's catastrophically hurt, obviously there's some things that can be dealt with. But as far as having coverage for every volunteer across the state, then it's going to be Red Cross should have it. Everybody, volunteer, should have it. And obviously he's a member of the volunteer fire department. But when he talked about some of the issues on taxes, that's not true.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the 911 tax. Is there a new 911 tax?
I did not believe that was the right thing to do. The only reason that it was good in the end is that all this money is going to be pooled, and it's going to go towards making sure that we don't have blackout areas in the state. It's about the operability of a total system, and we did that only because we were able to pool all the money from the counties and everybody and to get the system done that they've been complaining about. For example, down at Dapple, they had to do separate towers that they'd raise up on trucks so that they were covered when all these protest things were going on, so they couldn't even communicate.
Isn't it? Isn't that sometimes called a fee as well when you're looking at a service like that?
Look at your cell phone. Look at all the taxes you pay. We just wanted to pool them all.
All right, short break. Back with more with Al Carlson. Stephen Bismarck is next on deck, and others welcome. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind with Al Carlson today on What's On Your Mind. No, go away.
May 12th and 13th, music, stars, and classic cars at the Hump. Rock and Roll Festival coming to Mina, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker. Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace food locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations. They're in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
On What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Final segment with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. If you do have a question or comment, or by the way, a text, you can fire Todd a text at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Piggybacking on a comment from before the break, texter says the state dispatch radio is going to be fixed.
You know, what we're trying to do is get the interoperability part of that taken care of, because there are still areas of the state where you cannot get emergency calls. We don't have everybody on the same frequency. We got multiple frequencies being used. We took over all those frequencies, and the system should get fixed with the new setup.
A couple of things. I'll just go through a kind of rapid fire lightning round, and you can just give me some quick comments, because you know, there were issues we discussed during the session, but now that we're done, give you a chance to give a little bit of an overview. One, the casino thing. That got a lot of headlines.
You know, that's pretty amazing how it got headlines, and it didn't take any more time than any other bill. We ran it. I'm just convinced that at some point in time, the casinos are coming either by the legislature, or it has to be a constitutional change, or we'll see an initiated measure to change it. I believe that's the way of the future, and you're going to see them. And evidently, I was ahead of my time, but at the same time, we had two initiatives, one for electronic pull tabs, and another one that was really near and dear to some hearts was electronic horse racing, and which is far more open than gambling than a casino, by the way. And those took a lot of time. In fact, we revisited that darn horse racing thing about three times. So there was a few out there for gaming issues to be dealt with.
But to be clear, the casino thing was simply to allow a vote.
Put
a vote on the ballot and let people decide, you want these or not.
Yep, it had nothing to do with us setting up one, and it was just on the ballot. Most people didn't understand that. It's just, we have a constitutional ban on gaming, and the only time we've changed that has been for charitable gaming and the lottery over all the years. This would have had to be changed to have casinos, and it migrated from being state-owned, which would have probably been a safer way, to being just privately owned, and either way it went down and never made it to the Senate.
The event today, Eggs and Issues at the Chamber event, was chaired by Mark Nisbet, who's the head of XL Energy in North Dakota, and he asked specifically, I don't know if their audience questions are his, but one he mentioned was, you know, his industry being wind, saying we were under attack, you know, I mean, invest all these dollars and it was under attack. He also specifically said, you know, that there was an attack on nursing at a very critical time for nurses in North Dakota. Are either of those, fair comments, criticisms?
Yeah, they're not. I'm still concerned about the reliability of our energy supply in the state of North Dakota. The most stable product we've always had has been our coal. And our coal industry is there day and night, 24/7. And the wind industry has really taken over in the state because of all the federal tax incentives. And it has created some problems with reliability for us that are going to show up in the future. Because every megawatt now, we're at the level where we got plenty of wind, except there's much more wind coming because of the tax credits. That means you got the cheapest power in is out is what they buy, and they're buying wind because it's cheaper than coal because of all the subsidies. And because of that, the coal-fired plants have to neck down, and when it comes time to redo those, they're not going to do it. And we're going to have a reliability issue in the future, and that's not good for North Dakota.
Nursing. Was that an attack on nursing by being concerned about the arrangement on the lease?
Absolutely not. I think that we did the right thing by getting involved in that. We were taking a program that NDSU had said themselves was going to cost them about $1.5 million in a loss. Now, I'm not so sure you run programs to lose money. We renegotiated the lease not for 2 years, but for the long term. And these people, there was an overreaction on the part of the college saying, sending out a notice to the nurses that it's going to close. This is your last semester of being open in Bismarck. That was never true.
I mean, bottom line is what you were doing was attempting to get Sanford back to the table to renegotiate a lease
and that's all we did in the end. It was a good lease, and I thank Sanford for doing that. They didn't have to. They had a signed agreement. But you have to understand, if we're going to add a 12th college onto our system, or the previous guy complained there's too much money going into the first 11, when you add a 12th one without legislative approval, because guess who was expected to fund it in the next session? We were. So I'll still defend the ground of the legislature there.
Two other quick ones. Medical marijuana. A lot of concern over that.
I tell you what, the way it came to us, it was basically wide open, grow your own recreational marijuana. And you're talking about a federally illegal product that a doctor will not prescribe and that is a cash-only business. And it wasn't decriminalized in the measure that people passed by 63% of the vote. So we had to clean it up, and we did. And right now it's a safe product for those people using it. They'll know exactly what they're getting. We have controlled from seed. The funny part of this story is you can't import anything into North Dakota because now we're an island. They can't leave our state. There's going to be the immaculate conception on these seeds because we don't know where they're coming from, but I'm told they're already here. And they're going to start growing these plants now.
I'm not from Driscoll, says a listener by text here, but I'm curious why Al is not concerned about someone from Driscoll.
Well, I am concerned about everybody from North Dakota, but the point is, when you attack on half-truths and you're going to be a candidate against another Democratic candidate, then get your story straight. You know, I didn't support things, and I'll be glad to explain to him the reasons why, but he wasn't about to listen. Driscoll's very important. I represent all the people in the state when I sit in that office.
But if I vote for you, I have to live in Fargo.
If you vote for me, you live in Fargo.
That's a fact.
That was the point. He couldn't vote for me because I'm not running for a statewide office, but I'll listen to his concerns and his complaints, but only be civil when you're doing it.
Yeah, no, that's a good rule for sure. Well, interesting. I know there'll be plenty of other times to talk about it, and appreciate all the hard work of you and the other legislators and taking the time with us as you did throughout the entire session. Thanks.
You bet.
Good to talk with you, Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. Jim Roars will give us the Senate perspective when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.